You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
And it's green light go as we amp up for our 100th show.
We spotlight what's new in old houses with host, author, and expert Kevin O'Connor from the timeless This Old House.
And we see a brilliant beacon that can truly brighten some of the world's dark spots and a kickstart conversation with the inventors of the Socket Energy Harvesting Soccer Ball. Lighting expert Randall Whitehead explains the idea behind the best new bulbs to buy.
And the truly phosphorescent Extreme Makeover Home Edition's Diane Corman shines a white light on the White House's door knock that kicks off the show's new season.
So flip the switch and light the way. Home improvement hits 100 today.
And it's all happening now on My Fix It Up Life.
Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice, real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real.
It's an inconsequential job.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark, and we are celebrating
C-Note, baby. 100. Light it up, light the lamp, shine, carry the torch. Home improvement hits 100 today. I mean 100 miles an hour. I mean 100 shows.
We have done 100 shows in a row, one new show every week. I'm pretty psyched for us.
Congratulations.
High five to you.
Thank you, but I do not do nearly the work you do on this show.
Oh.
And my Fix It Up Find in a future Fix It Up Find segment will be you.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope you find me at a spa or something.
Yeah, I'd like to find you. I'd like to send you to a spa sometime.
Well, I'm excited for our 100th show today because we have some awesome guests today. Kevin O'Connor, host of This Old House and Ask This Old House.
And someone who joined that show as a DIYer, someone who's working on his own house, has clearly crossed the Rubicon, if you will, into being an expert.
Well, and he is charming and everything, too. So if you don't watch that show, I don't know where you are, but you definitely have to watch that show. And if you're a DIY Network fan, too, you've seen him on this new house with Amy Matthews.
That's
as
right.
Well. So turn your channel to PBS and check him out on This Old House and buy his new book, too. We'll be talking about that in this hour.
That's
We're
right.
also talking with Diane Corman, one of our absolute favorite guests of all time from Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
She is, and we can I say this, not exaggerating at all, friend of the show, friend of ours.
Oh.
She's so nice. She's so nice to us.
She is a lovely, energetic, enthusiastic, just glowing person. And she's going to be talking about the new season of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, where it kicks off their first show that Michelle Obama was involved with. And they actually door knocked the White House. So I'm kind of psyched to hear a little bit about that episode and what's going on with the new season. They have a new night. They're going to be Fridays at 8 o'clock, I think.
Family Friday.
Yeah, starting at the end of September. So you have to tune in on a different night, and it's going to be a pretty cool season, too.
Oh, there are. I mean, the stories just continue to come, and they continue to leave the world better than they found it.
And we're going to be talking with one of the inventors of the socket ball, S-O-C-C-K-E-T, which is a really cool soccer ball that won a Popular Mechanics Breakthrough Award last year.
It's fascinating. Basically, it is it stores kinetic energy. So you kick the thing around, and then that creates kinetic energy. It stores it right there in the ball in
and
a battery.
You can plug in things to it. So it's like a little fun generator. It's such a cool idea, and we'll be talking to her about that and where you can get a socket ball and how you can get one.
And who it's really for.
Exactly. And we're also talking about what's going on in lighting. The whole thing about light bulbs this day is when your light bulbs burn out, what do you get? Like when you go to the store, what's the best light bulb to buy? And it is kind of confusing. There's so much talk about it and it's kind of complicated. So we're talking with
yes.
an expert today, Randall Whitehead,
yeah.
to break through all of the, you know, I would say gobbledygook stuff.
Well, there's a lot of complaining going on, too. And what he shows us is or I hope he'll show us, is how to make sense of what's happening.
Well, that's what we're going to ask him. And we also have a really cool free stuff prize up for grabs right now. You have to go to myfixituplife.com, click on free stuff, and you can enter to win this really cool combo kit from Rigid.
It's the Rigid R9651 5-piece combo kit, which includes...
You know how many people are listening that are like, oh, it's the 9651?
Yeah, you know...
Mark, like, I was wondering, because it could have been the 9652.
It's the 9651, and it has a cordless hammer drill, cordless reciprocating saw, cordless circular saw, cordless impact driver, and thematic with the show...
An LED work light.
Think I'd planned it.
We're lighting up our 100th show today, and you can enter to win. This is a sweepstakes contest, so you don't even have to give us a reason why you want to win. You just log in and say, hey, I want to win. And we've already gotten hundreds of entries, too, so... It's a pretty popular contest. You want to enter to win, definitely, to be sure. And we're going to announce the winner in October.
We are certainly are.
We are.
That will ship directly from the good folks at Rigid.
That will ship directly.
I feel like I'm channeling Regis
right now. Do you know how many prizes
now?
That we've given away over the last 100 shows?
We should actually get someone. Get an intern
we've
over
We've given
here.
Away a chocolate fountain. We've given away jaw horses. We've given away...
Real wood, real fun playset with $2,000 of Rockwell tools.
We have. We've given away table saws. We've
Tile
given away
saws.
Circular saws. We've given away
pressure
miter
washers
saws. We've
and
given
pressure
away
washer nozzles.
Like all kinds of awesome stuff. Like if you could have won everything that we've given away, you wouldn't be able to store it in your home. Absolutely. I'm so excited that we get to share all these awesome, cool tools and things with you.
That make home improvement better, faster, safer, easier.
And more fun too, because if you have the right tools and you know what you're doing, life is so much easier.
Yeah, that's where you can go from, oh, I got to get this done, to, hey, I'm going to have fun getting this done.
Yes, and that's what all my Fix It Up Life is about. And I'm so glad you're joining us for our 100th show.
And we will be back with the rest of it after we take a break. We'll see you on the other side with more 100 My Fix It Up Life.
Every time I hit a whistle ball clear across the street, across the street.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my Fix It Up husband, Mark.
And the light is falling on you wonderfully. We might have to rename this segment My Fix It Up Light.
Or we could do like a spotlight on love.
Because
you and me, it's all about L-O-V-E.
And this is when people just stop listening.
But they'll start listening right now because we have an expert on lighting on the line right now. And I really am excited to talk to Randall Whitehead. How are you?
I'm doing really well, enjoying myself here in California, and really enjoying watching your segments online.
Oh, I love that. Flatter me all day.
You are now my best friend. Well, hey, dear old best friend, you're not it anymore. Randall, you're it.
Okay.
All right, good.
All right, good. Mark. Well, there's a lot going on in the world of lighting and light bulbs and lamps these days, and it's kind of confusing for regular people. You know, I've heard some...
It's confusing for me.
Yeah, and I've heard stuff about, you know, some LEDs are good, some are bad. How do you know? Like, what should I be buying? What should I be doing? Please help me.
I'm more than happy to help out. I think what's happening is that the market's getting flooded with a lot of products that are out there, and they run from really good to really bad. And what we're seeing is a lot of what is available in the big box stores and the home improvement stores are sort of the lower end products, and it's kind of turning people off to LEDs the same way that people were turned off to compact fluorescents when they first came out.
Oh.
So
So don't be dismayed by the cheaper LEDs that are on the market right now.
That's right. What I would look at is I want you to invest $12 for a light bulb, which sounds like a lot. But I'm going to take one that I really like. It's called the Ferox Flame, and it's made by Philips. And what's really great about it is that even though you're spending that kind of money for the bulb, you'll save $237 over the life of the bulb.
Oh.
You just spoke my language. I'm a part-time economist and full-time cheapskate.
Well, everybody likes to save money and, you know, have things more convenient. And I did see that you tweeted about it. It's theferox.com, P-H-A-R-O-X.com. For everybody
That's
listening,
right.
They can check it out.
And when you say life of the bulb, I realize this is different probably for different households, but what is the life of the bulb?
Well, the bulb, we're talking about between 25 and 50,000 hours. So we're really talking about 16, 17, 18 years.
What?
That's a long time, More than many marriages.
So, like, I'm just thinking that if we bought one of those bulbs, our almost three-year-old will be almost out of college by the time...
I'd be 182 years old.
You won't be 182 years old. But that actually blows my mind. That is a gift of love. I'm going to tell everyone for like this Valentine's that's coming up in February, the gift of love is to buy a Ferox light bulb, and it'll last your entire, you know.
So
that is a gift
say,
of love.
I'm completely ignoring you. So let's just say
you light
you've
up
got
my life.
A room that's got four light bulbs in it. Four lights, four
this sounds
can
like
lights,
a trick question.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
It costs you 12 times four, which is what, like 50?
48.
costs you $50
okay,
with tax
high math
and everything.
Is not your area of expertise, obviously.
Clearly. But then you save 237 times four in that one room over the life of those four bulbs. Am I getting that right?
That's exactly right.
That's a vacation.
Empty the house.
Empty the house. Well, you know, I bet that Randall would not recommend emptying out all of your light bulbs right now, or would you?
Or would you? That's a great question.
Well, I think that is a good question. These bulbs are still evolving, and I would really like for people to, if they could wait maybe another year to a year and a half before they start investing this larger money, they're going to get a greatly improved bulb. What's happening now is that we're getting warmer colors of light because the early LEDs were closer to daylight, which is sort of a bluish white light, and that's fine for closets and garages and things, but when you're starting to move into the house, you want the color of the light to be closer to that of incandescent, and I actually like the color of light to be the closer to the color of dimmed incandescent.
Oh, that's where I look prettiest, too. Sorry, but it's true.
Yeah.
Everyone looks prettier in that kind of light.
Quick segue. What light do you look best in, Randall? I look best in dark.
I want to look pretty too.
Everyone likes to look good, so that there you go. And you know, the color of the light, is that similar to what the early fluorescent light was like too?
Exactly.
The
early fluorescents were a cool color. And which was good for color matching, that you could pick out things. I love to do a cool colored fluorescent or LED in closets when you're trying to tell the difference between navy blue and black or charcoal gray. That's great. But it's not really wonderful for skin tone. So I say once you've picked out your outfit for the day, then look at yourself under more of an incandescent light so you can have better color on your skin. You feel better about yourself as you're leaving the house.
Oh.
Here we go again with me not knowing as much as I thought I knew about houses and the way, the subtleties of light and design and those different things. I mean, I can't even find a mirror. I don't even shower that much. So as far as looking good goes, But for
Teresa,
we have
to still start with smelling good too in yeah, our house.
But for Teresa,
but I do want to say to everyone to go to randallwhitehead.com and read his blogs and find out what's going on in lighting. If you're curious or you're confused, it's a good place to go. And also on Facebook at Randall Whitehead Lighting and on Twitter at RDW Lighting. You can follow him.
That's right. We follow him.
Yes, we do follow him. We are also
I have to keep looking over my shoulder. I feel like I'm being followed. I realize that it's you.
Well, Randall, just take a whiff. I hope you will follow us into a break. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
It might be just a pretty face looking back at me. It might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com. Or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa.
And I love saying that every single time.
I know. And you know what? Even after 100 shows, I have no idea what to do next.
You really?
I really don't. I don't know. I just, it comes into my head, whatever's next.
Really?
Now you know too much about the haphazard way in which I approach, well, virtually everything.
Well, what we've learned recently, or what we've known for a long time, which my husband has learned recently, you know, husbands are, ladies. So, is that he's an emergency person. So, if you have a problem and you're swimming in the ocean, or you get locked out of your house, or if there's a hurricane, or, like, if you have to... You know, your car dies or, like, there's a child who's screaming outside. Like, he is the guy to go to for emergency help.
That's when my brain works. My memory is the most vivid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are so good in emergency situations, but the day-to-day stuff, well,
I'm asleep at the wheel.
Not so much. Not stimulating enough, you know? Like, you're an adventure race kind of guy. You're not, like, a guy that watches TV and... You know, just
even
relaxes.
Though I'm good at it, as we've discussed,
you are really good at watching TV.
Yeah.
But well, you're much better in emergency situations, adrenaline situations.
Speaking of which,
emergency situations, we have
emergency would be the wrong word for this, almost. But
well,
we have a home improvement emergency.
Yes.
That we got a phone call. My deck is falling apart. Help.
And when you think falling apart, you know, you might think, well, you just didn't take care of it. No, no, no. Literally, it's crumbling.
This deck
is a family. They have two little kids and a dog, and their deck is very well used.
Yep.
And they haven't – it's not old either. It's only about four years old.
I thought it was five.
Okay.
It's not 25.
No, it's not very old. And it was built to code.
Yep.
And – the material that was chosen for the deck was a new material.
At the time, yep.
And it just...
completely is disintegrating.
To the point where the homeowner called during the recent storms here in the East Coast and said, I went outside and he like grabbed onto the railing.
And it broke.
And it broke in his hands. And, you know, he's kind of a really strong, big guy, but... No, not that strong and big that he can just like...
snap a 4x6 guardrail post or even 2x.
Yes.
So the
He's not an action hero.
The stuff that it's made out of is a product that I will imagine was called TimberSil because I don't know anyone who would buy it at this point.
Well,
it
yeah.
is an epic fail. You can take a pencil and just send it right through a deck board. Pencil.
It's absolutely crazy to think about. So what we are planning to do right now is we're going to help them out, and we're going to build a whole new deck for them safe and that's built right. And out of real wood, too, because we are really big fans of real wood.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. We're going to take that one down. It might just push over.
Are you going to do like a Mike Holmes, too? You're going to walk over
there? Oh, I can't wait.
You're going to take it out?
Take it out.
Put him up in a hotel?
Drop it.
I'm going to put you up in a hotel?
Yeah, even though they don't need to go to a hotel, the deck is outside.
And then you're going to look really severe and like really mad and... Why do people do this?
Why do people do that? Why don't they care?
Why don't they make it right? This product should have been made better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Put you up in a hotel.
Yeah. Well, I've called the company to find out what's going on. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's someone's cell phone and they didn't call me back.
Well, you know, the point is, too, is that trying new products is always a fun, new, good thing, but be careful.
Yes, you have to be careful, and you have to trust the manufacturers because, like our sponsors, for example, they test and test and test. And these products pass the strictest building codes, ASTM, all that kind of stuff. So on the other hand, while you want to do your homework, look for that kind of testing data and ask about it if it even crosses your mind.
And if your deck is disintegrating... get a new deck. Don't have a party. So we're going to have to take a break.
Yeah, we will. We're going to do 100 on the break.
We're going to do 100 push-ups.
We'll see you on the other side with more My Fix It Up Live.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting thermatrue.com and fipon.com.
I've been wasting time finding reason to my rhyme.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life. This is our 100th show. How you doing?
I'm ready to light the birthday cake.
You are?
Yeah, all 100 candles.
Birthday cake.
Fortunately, it's my age, too.
100?
100.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, our son can count to 100, too.
2.5 years old. He's smarter than I am.
Yeah.
And I'm both happy and distraught.
And, you know, I think we might have someone who might be challenging to your whole, like, intelligence on the line as well.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
We're joined by Jessica Matthews of the, I guess, revolutionary power harvesting, energy harvesting soccer ball called Socket. Are you there, Jessica?
Yeah. Thanks for having me on, and congratulations on reaching 100 shows.
Oh, thank you. We're partying over here. You can't tell, but we've got flutes of champagne, and there's a balloon drop, and no, I'm just making that up. But we're very excited to talk to you because we saw you at the Popular Mechanics Breakthrough Awards last fall. I believe it was almost exactly a year ago. And Mark tried out the soccer ball, too, the socket. Didn't you?
I was kicking it around,
yeah. And it was really cool. And we've been wanting to talk to you ever since because it absolutely blows our mind.
Well, I mean, thank you so much. I mean, it's funny because a year ago, we were in such a different place than where we are now. We're finally actually in mass production. So what you played with a year ago was just a prototype that, you know, we kind of hobbled together and we put things together, mostly the concept. We've actually changed a lot right now, and we're in production, and we have 2,500 balls actually confirmed for distribution across Central America, Nigeria, Haiti. So it's a really exciting time for us. We're literally launching our product, I think, in a week and a half, maybe.
Wow. And for everyone who doesn't know what a socket ball is, it's S-O-C-C-K-E-T, and you can find them online at socket.com and on Facebook and on Twitter. It actually is like a soccer ball that can power an LED lamp for a few hours, right?
Yeah, basically. It's basically a soccer ball that can harness, like, kinetic energy that's generated during play. And then it can store it like a portable generator. So it's basically the fun portable generator. If your kids are bothering you during, you know, some sort of power outage, you can put them out there and tell them to do something useful. But right now, the ball is in power, an LED lamp, a water sterilizer, and a few other small electrical appliances, too. So it's pretty exciting. And we built the ball for resource-poor terrain, so it can last for, like, 5 to 15 years. Like, it's a very sturdy product.
Well, and it won't deflate, and it's water-resistant, too.
Exactly, yeah. It does not deflate.
Now, you...
It doesn't even need air.
It absolutely blows my mind. And you developed this ball with three friends as a project.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't know each other when we first met in college. We were just kind of jumbled into this group, and we came up with the concept of what this ball could be. It was all four girls. None of us are engineers. We're just, you know, I always wanted to be an inventor when I was a kid, but I was kind of pushed into the social science side of things and the, the non-purely tech side. So it was awesome to come back and find out, oh, wow, I'm an inventor, you know. And it's pretty cool because really it just uses high school physics, and it's kind of this thing where engineers thought that they thought that it was impossible. And so we had to kind of convince them that it wasn't. And so now we're in a place where myself and another one of the inventors, Julia Silverman, we founded this company called Uncharted Play. And that's kind of the driving force behind where the ball is right now. We kind of put in a lot of our money and basically mortgaged our grad school savings and everything we could, you know, hope to do, and said, let's try to see what we can make this thing.
Wow.
Smart, brave. Did I say smart yet?
Industrious.
Hardworking.
Yes.
The world is your oyster, it would appear to me. I mean... Congratulations. This is great. We're almost so speechless.
And I'm so excited too that you guys are actually now manufacturing them, because before they were all like, you know, handmade and prototypes and everything. And that, you know, when can, because I know the intention of them is to help people in countries who don't have access to all the benefits that we have access to in this country.
Like a power grid.
But I do know that people here in the United States are going to want to buy these too, because they're super cool. So is there going to be a time when we can buy them too?
Well, right now we're doing something kind of special. We're basically doing a buy one, give many charity auction.
Okay.
So we have a bunch, you know, confirmed for distribution, but we'd like to get people who, you know, our fans who have been following us for years really involved in the process of us getting more balls out to the people who need them. So over the next few months, actually starting this Thursday, we're holding a series of auctions where we're going to be auctioning off limited edition first run sockets. So these are sockets that are made from the materials used during our first assembly and production run. And there's only going to be 1,500 made of this type of ball. And so each week or so, or, you know, maybe a week or two in between, there's going to be a unique auction where the balls either, these already limited edition balls are signed or, you know, designed by someone special, someone who's, you know, a celebrity or athlete who's been working with the cause. And just generally, you know, trying to get people excited about where we are in terms of our production. So this Thursday, if you bid on, I think 25 balls will go on auction that are actually signed and designed by me and Julia. So we're actually going to design it based on our experiences inventing the ball and then sign each side. So that is kind of this very unique situation. And 100% of the net proceeds go towards producing balls for different organizations that really need them.
Wow. And 100% of our conversation has to end.
Well, I have to tell everyone to go to socket.com, socket.com, to check it out. And we have to go to break. And we'll be back in a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Finding reason to moride as precious time goes by. I sit and wonder why.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape, more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice, afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today. And you're inside my Fix It Up Life, inside our 100th show.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a sound effect for that, dear?
FUD.
That is really not a really good sound effect.
No, that's...
We're going to have to work on that, I think, a little bit. Maybe for 101 show.
Yeah, we'll come up with a better sound effect.
Or maybe by our 200th show.
Maybe by the 200th show. But really the sound effect that I'd like to get to is the sound of the voice of our guest who's joining us.
Well, who knows a lot about doing a lot of shows, too. Kevin O'Connor from This Old House, how are you?
I'm very well, guys. Thank you very much for having me. It's a delight to be here.
Oh, well, thank you for joining us because we have been enjoying your new book, The Best Homes from This Old House. And, you know, I opened it up after I stole it out of my husband's hands because it was actually mailed to me at my name on the package, Mark.
Whereupon I opened it immediately.
I know, marital property and everything. And then I opened it up and I'm like, oh my God, it's gorgeous. And then I started reading it and it's not just a coffee table book. I mean, it's really well written.
Well, thank you for that. But it is, at the end of the day, a coffee table book. So if you've got like a big scratch on the coffee table, this should do a good job of just covering it up. Lay it on the scratch and you're all set.
Well, Kevin, had you and I not been in conversations previously and listening to you talk and listening to you articulate your ideas, and this is going to come off as a left-handed compliment, but it is so well written that I would almost doubt that you wrote it had I not heard you talk. And frankly, I still doubt it, but that's just affection through derision in the My Fix It Up Life way.
Well, one of the things that I love about you, and I do kind of love you in a way on TV. It's okay, honey.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, he's a celebrity.
Oh,
okay.
I thought you were talking about me. I'm sorry.
No, she is.
I am. I'm talking about you. But I have to say to my husband, it's okay that I love you because you're on TV and you can love people on TV. It's just one of those things. But you've got such a nice charm about you. You're like the best host on TV, hands down.
Well, you guys are flattering me way too much. And your skepticism about me writing it is probably well-founded. I got an email from a college roommate of mine a few days ago who found his way into the book. I hope he paid full price. But he said, you know, photography looks beautiful. No surprise there because the photographer is fantastic. But OC, referring to me, shocked with your writing because I was editing your history paper sophomore year and you were terrible. So whether writing's my thing or not, I would say this. It's easy to write about something you love. I love the show. I love what I do. And we've got lots of great stories to tell. And all I really did with the writing was just tell the stories of these homes. It is mostly about the beautiful pictures and the beautiful finished home. So read it if you want, but certainly look at the pictures.
Well, the pictures are absolutely gorgeous, and I almost started crying when I was flipping through it because of my jealousy of how gorgeous these homes look and how our house is still, well, not done at all. We have a hole in our ceiling. I was sitting beneath the hole in our living room ceiling while I was looking through the book, and, you know, in that particular room, we still have flowered wallpaper from the previous owner that died in the home, and anyway, it's just a mess. And I'm looking at these gorgeous pictures, and I'm just like,
yeah,
I'm jealous.
So what are you doing this weekend, Kevin?
Can you get the guys to come over?
Teresa, if you need, you know, like a good carpenter, someone who knows his way around tools, I could recommend some people.
You know, I could use someone. Do you really know anyone with good experience, too?
I know a couple people. A
couple guys?
You might want to fire the person you're relying on. Step it up a notch.
Thank you. And you know what? The view from under this bus is awesome.
Well, and I didn't realize, too, that you're actually from New Jersey. I was reading that in your bio recently, and you're actually from near here.
I'm a Jersey native. I grew up there. I spent all of my years there until I went to college, which brought me up to Massachusetts, and I ended up staying because of friends and work in the Boston area. But my parents are still in Jersey. Many of my siblings are still in Jersey, and I make at least 3 annual pilgrimages down back to Jersey every year to see family, to enjoy the shore. So it's still in my blood.
Wow.
No kidding.
So how has your family fared with all the recent weather that we've been having?
We were very fortunate. My parents, I'm pleased to say, have a house on Long Beach Island that fared very well. They thought they were going to get crushed, and they didn't. So for, you know, for them and for a lot of people who are in that area, Irene turned out to be a lot less damaging than people expected. As ironically, it's our neighbors to the north here in New Hampshire and Vermont that really took the brunt of it with all the flooding. But thank you for asking. They're all well.
Well, that is really good to hear. And I know what my husband just took away from that is, when are you inviting me to Long Beach Island? You know, I'm concerned about your family. And he's like, you have a beach house?
You know, Kevin, it's funny. I was planning to visit Long Beach Island this summer of 2012. And
What's your parents' address again?
Yeah.
You know, I misspoke. I haven't seen my parents in like a decade. We're estranged, and I never see them. I don't visit. I never leave the state of Massachusetts.
That's cool.
Well, I have two other questions, too. First one is, how do you get the Football Cheerleaders League of America to vote you the boy next door I would most like to live next door to?
I'll be honest with you. I have no idea. I never knew about it until one of my friends pointed it out, and I, for weeks, assumed he was just lying or was behind it himself. And I will say that now that I know it's official and it's real, my one complaint is that the award was not delivered in person.
By a bunch of cheerleaders, like on a pyramid or something, right?
You would think they would have come kicking and rolling and tumbling up the driveway.
Yeah, it'd be like, give me a K, give me an E,
yeah.
You know, that would be pretty cool. But maybe they did that. Didn't do that because of your wife, like out of respect for her. Like, I don't know if I'd feel comfortable if like a bunch of girls in little outfits came cheering for my husband at my home.
I would feel comfortable.
Oh, that's too good.
Oh, that's funny. But you guys are now working on a house in Rhode Island. Has that job started yet?
It has. We're probably a third of the way through. It's our first time working in Rhode Island. It is a small house built in 1925, sort of a modified cape. And what caught our eye about it, aside from being able to tell the Rhode Island story, for a small state, it's got a lot of different architectural styles, a lot of historic houses. But what really caught our eye is that this house is right on the water. It is on the beach in a town called Barrington, which is right on Narragansett Bay. And so that gives us the opportunity to tell stories about when you're building a house or renovating a house in those sorts of conditions, what do you do to make sure that it's protected against wind-driven rain, high-velocity winds, potential hurricanes, and these types of things. That's what we're going to be focusing on in addition to sort of the careful renovation. And I'll tell you, when Irene hit, we actually ran down to Barrington sort of just before and just after to sort of see how the house fared during the stage where we had opened it up to the weather as we were starting to pull it apart. We're happy to say it did all right, but it became sort of a perfect backdrop for us to set the context for why you've got to build with extra precaution. Barrington had the highest wind, sustained winds in New England at something like 89 miles an hour.
Wow.
They sort of were at the center of it for New England. The house ended up being okay, but there was quite a bit of damage in the neighborhood. So we're going to tell those stories with this little project down in Rhode Island. And yes, it's underway. It'll be on the air probably in the spring of next year when the distilled house season sort of cycles through. And it's a good little project.
Well, and that's one of the good things, too, bringing back to your book, too, The Best Homes from This Old House, is, you know, in your book, you say that you only spend about half of one episode on the finished house ever. And in the book, you can, like, actually spend time on the different homes that you guys have done over the years and really get in depth with, you know, all the pretty pictures and all the pretty afters of the projects, too, which you don't really... It's, you know, there's a lot of process in the show.
Yeah, that was the idea. I mean, there was a time, I can remember, for our 25th anniversary, the Carlisle House, which is in the book. We were sitting in the home once it was complete, about a week after the final wrap party, the final episode, and we were doing photography, portraits and stills and stuff. And it was just the guys, you know, just the five of us who were on the show and a couple of photographers. And here we are sitting in the house with our feet up for the first time on the furniture. Everything's done and beautiful. And it kind of like struck me. I was like, we just spent an entire season of national television showing off this house. And nobody got to see what I'm seeing right now, the house in all of its finished glory. And that's because, like I said, Teresa, we're about process. We're about the sawdust. We're about taking an old home that's in a decrepit state, tearing it apart, putting it back together again, and then scooting off to the next project. So this book is for all of those folks who are fans of the show that feel cheated out of what do these homes actually look like. And it's nothing but big, beautiful pictures of finished spaces, beautifully designed rooms, perfectly rendered architectural styles. And hopefully, you know, if you get the book, you can sit there and you can just leisure and luxuriate in all these photographs.
Oh, luxuriate.
So what we do, yes, luxuriate. It's like a bubble bath.
That's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about a bubble bath with a nice, like, you know, flute of champagne.
Yeah, we do that a lot at our house, right under the hole in the ceiling.
Oh, no, we don't luxuriate.
I'm still thinking about the cheerleaders in my show, but my cheerleaders.
Oh, that would be a really good prank to play on Kevin. Too.
Now when it, yeah,
my mind's
Mark
going.
I'm actually in contact with your college roommate. So, right after we get back from LBI, you're gonna have something coming up your driveway. No, but the question I had relative to the book was, did it take quite a bit in the minute we have left to sort of work your way through the history of the projects, or did you like kind of sitting there and know it's got to be this house and this is definitely it and so forth and so on?
Well, the funny thing is that the book actually, it took us years to make, mostly because we had to build these houses. You know, we had the idea, and when I say we, the photographer, Mike Casey, was a fantastic photographer. He's also a very good friend of mine and one of the college buddies that I like having around as opposed to the rest of them. You know, he and I came up with the idea, you know, well over 3 years ago. And we just didn't have enough houses that we had completed at that point that I wanted to put in the books, or were waiting for several of them to be finished. We'd do two a season. So we had a lot of time to sort of think about it and dwell on it and go back to the houses that we really liked. And it was kind of a, you know, trip down memory lane. Let's go back to the house in Carlisle 5 years out, see how it's holding up, talk to the new homeowners and tell their story. And things jumped out at us. I think it was pretty easy to pick the houses. Certain houses just popped and the stories popped. And certainly we included 10, but we probably could have done 25, and maybe we'll do the next 15 in the next coffee table book, just in case anyone's got two scratches.
And we certainly do. And you definitely have to go buy the book, The Best Homes from This Old House by Kevin O'Connor, and watch This Old House. Follow them on Twitter, This Old House, and Facebook. Be a fan, because we are. And we're going to have to take a break.
And we'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics,
and home improvement enthusiasts.
For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. The authentic look of wood means your deck blends into your backyard. Real Wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. Whether you're starting from scratch with a brand new deck or your existing deck needs resurfacing, choose Real Wood. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
What a perfect day to play left, right there. Tip the kettle on the lime, feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life, and this is our 100th show.
We are hitting 100. We're breaking the speed limit. We're going to be 101,
you know,
on our next show. This is awesome.
You look pretty good for being 100 years old, I have to say, darling.
Shows.
Yeah, you
shows.
Exercise and eat right and everything.
Well, that's the idea.
Well, and we have one of our absolute favorite guests all time on the line right now.
She's waiting to tell